Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Sarah Heiner back on the show. I know, settle down, I'm excited too. Sarah is the second generation president and CEO of Bottom Line Publications. Bottom Line Personal, their twice monthly publication, print publication, which is outstanding, chock full of cool, important, valuable information. Plus their annuals, the Bottom Line yearbook and the brain book and the women's book and the soon to be out men's book. I'm still working on that one. Sarah, welcome back.
Well, thank you. You keep pitching that men's book.
I'm never going to give up.
We do have a pain book that came out and a great green pharmacy book.
Now I don't think bringing up pain while we're talking about men is appropriate, Sarah. That was kind of a cheap shot there, wasn't it? But anyway,
it's a little sensitive. whatever you're putting onto it, that is about your perspective, my friend. I think men are awesome. I believe in the menemism movement.
She suffers no fools, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Sarah, let's talk about cell phones and tumors. You guys reported recently. There's some cause for concern.
Well, there's definitely cause for concern. And, you know, everything, there's politics underneath it all, so you can't tell what's true, right? But there are definite studies, as much as everyone would like to deny it, cell phones and brains don't really mix all that well in terms of there's radiation. I don't care how low it is, how low the radio frequency is.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got that cell phone attached to your ear, mm-hmm. you are at risk.
So this is where Bluetooth are a good thing?
You know, Bluetooth, they're still fighting on that one.
Really?
I personally still use a wired headphone. A lot of people love their Bluetooth. I think, in general, the less electronics you put by your head on a regular basis, the better
right.
you are.
Right.
So there's definite studies where 2G and 3G, which was the early radiation,
mm-hmm.
the early levels of cell phone, definite connection with brain tumors.
Uh-huh.
Right? They're finding it in people. They found it in animals.
So 4G maybe not so much, but
no,
now we've got the 5G. We're anticipating
so,
the 5G build out, and I've been hearing that never mind your phone, just the 5G ripping through your body as you wander around town. That could be a problem.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the really frightening thing. They don't have studies on it yet. So that's what I'm saying. Like, it's the politics of it. So the tech people, the money people, all those people go, we want faster, right? We want more. We want faster.
Right.
We want better.
We want Internet of Things. We want personal assistance.
Right.
There could be zillions
so 5G,
of those things out there picking up these 5G signals.
Well, here's the thing about 5G. It's a shorter frequency, so it means more towers.
Yeah.
So whereas the 2G, 3G, 4Gs are one tower every miles and miles.
Right.
The 5G needs hundreds
lots of
them within a city.
That's right.
They can't go through.
And lots of high energy frequencies there.
High energy frequencies, shorter frequencies, they do not know. And mm-hmm. here's the scary thing. We're all going to be victim of it because whether you use that phone or not,
we're going to get caught in a crossfire.
Those frequencies are going to be bouncing across the cities. Yeah.
You're going to be caught in a crossfire between that tower with the 5G transmitter, and I'm going to be in the middle of that in your IoT. And so I'm going to get caught in a crossfire.
Yes. There are two things you can do. One is, you know, A, don't sign up for it. B, there are petitions that are out there that you could request that the city's wire do hardwired versus the 5Gs.
Right.
So there are things that you could do. But, yes, I mean, be aware and be alert to what's
I've
going
got,
on.
I've got a very attractive aluminum foil hat that I wear, too, and it's that helps that helps me a lot. So, all right, let's move over quickly.
Pretty.
Move over quickly. So also the good news is heavy coffee drinking might be good for you. Tell us about that.
Coffee is one of the healthiest foods that you can eat or drink. You know, oddly, ironically, I am not a coffee drinker because I've got enough energy and I can't handle the caffeine. But coffee, super high in antioxidants, one of the healthiest things you can do. There was a study that was done. People that drank 1-2, believe it or not, 8 cups of coffee a day were less likely to die from any cause versus non-drinkers.
And do you know what else I've learned?
It was caffeine, it was decaf.
Coffee represses your appetite, too. Suppresses your appetite.
I'll believe that. I didn't read that study, but I will.
No, I've experienced this.
Yeah?
If you drink coffee, you will be less hungry.
I'll believe that. If it's rousing your body, so if it's stimulating your body, then it's taking activity away from your stomach,
yeah.
Right? Because that's the way your body works. Now, two other interesting things about coffee. So if you're a regular coffee drinker, just the smell of it can actually help wake you up. So you don't even necessarily have to drink it.
Huh.
And there was a really interesting study that was done out of University of Toronto, just thinking about coffee. So these are researchers that are doing research on what's called psychological
pride. There's a joke in there, but I'm going to let it go.
Well, they're doing other research about similar things. If you think about something, will it give you
20,
the effect?
I'm not touching it, folks. Don't worry. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassing. I'm right back with Sarah Heiner. She's with Bottom Line Publications.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.